With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Donald Trump picking Kash Patel to serve as his FBI director, selection in keeping with Trump's accurate view the government's law enforcement and intelligence agencies require a complete transformation following the dismal job done by the Biden-Harris team the last 4 years. Well, Mr. Trump is creating a National Energy Council. George Williams reports.
Its stated purpose is to establish U.S. energy dominance around the world, a key point in Mr. Trump's pledge to sell more domestic oil to allies and to move away from President Joe Biden's focus on climate change. Their mandate will be to cut bureaucratic red tape, to enhance private sector investments, and focus on innovation instead of what Mr. Trump deems, quote, totally unnecessary regulation, unquote. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, an Arkansas lawmaker says the Senate will start work immediately on committee hearings for cabinet nominees, so they'll be ready for confirmation once Donald Trump takes the oath of office.
I, for one, expect to be holding hearings in the Intelligence Committee in the 17-day period from January 3rd, when the new Senate takes office, until Donald Trump is inaugurated on January 20th and can formally submit nomination papers.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
And then we should go right in after President Trump takes his hands off the Bible and gives what I'm sure will be an excellent speech. We should go right back to the Senate chamber and start confirming those nominees.
Romanians going to the polls in a parliamentary vote that will determine a new government and prime minister to lead the European Union and NATO member country. However, Sunday's vote is sandwiched between a two-round presidential race and is being overshadowed by a number of controversies and chaos in the country. This is SRN News. A town in Canada is fined for opposing the LGBT agenda.
The national anthem of that country includes the words, "Keep our land glorious and free," but the people of Emo Township in Ontario are not free to refuse to fly the gay pride flag. Local lawmakers voted down a proposal to fly the flag in celebration of June as Gay Pride Month and were promptly sued by resident homosexuals. Now the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal has levied a $15,000 fine against the township and ordered the flag to be run up the pole. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New study finds a lot of pro-choice voters will cast their ballot still for President Trump. The study finds in most states, young people supported pro-abortion ballot measures even while voting for Trump. Adults ages 18 to 29 voted in favor of abortion referendums. This is SRN News. Small business owners have had a mostly positive reaction to a judge's decision to strike down an overtime rule.
That rule would have qualified more workers for overtime pay. On November 15th, a federal judge in Texas blocked a new rule from the Biden administration that would have expanded access to overtime pay to millions more salaried workers across the U.S. Nearly all hourly workers in the U.S. are entitled to overtime pay after 40 hours a week, but many salaried workers are exempt from that requirement unless they earn below a certain level. John Scott reporting.
North Macedonia's Interior Ministry says police have arrested a Macedonian national suspected of intending to join the Russian army and fight in Ukraine. It is the first case of a Macedonian national being hit with that charge. The man was arrested late Friday. More details at SRNnews.com.